If you're a kid growing up in East Oakland, you know about Youth Uprising. It's the place you go after school for more learning. It's a clubhouse, refuge, and camp all rolled into one. And since it opened in 2005, it's been headed by Alice Simmons. Now, after 13 years, she's saying goodbye. KQED's Sandhya Dirks went to East Oakland and caught up with Alice Simmons for this story.
On a Wednesday afternoon, I follow a group of kids just out of school into a huge concrete orange building on the corner of 88th and MacArthur.
When I initially came to work in this space, the media had dubbed this stretch of MacArthur Boulevard the Killing Fields.
Alice Simmons is sitting in her emptied-out office.
Although I don't know that it's respectful to compare what's happened in this neighborhood to what happened under the Khmer Rouge, but certainly what's happened in this neighborhood has been a massacre, and it's been black-on-black crime.
Alice shows me around the shiny, polished building that used to be an abandoned Safeway. In the hallways, a handful of kids hang out and listen to music.
You want to say something about Alice?
She's wonderful.
Before Youth Uprising, there really wasn't a safe place for these kids to go to.
And then he runs off.
Exactly.
Our job was to actually breathe hope and life back into the neighborhood by working with the young people that most people are afraid of, right? The 13 to 24-year-olds that are hanging out on the street.
And that's what she did, she says, case by case, kid by kid. Back in her office, a young man comes by and taps on the glass. He holds up a piece of paper that says, I love you.
I love you too, baby.
He's performing for my microphone, I'm sure. But I think he means it when he yells through the window, you helped me. There are no hard stats that show how Alice Simmons and Youth Uprising helped transform the neighborhood. There are criticisms that this multi-million-dollar youth center didn't do enough. The dropout rate is still high. Kids here are still more likely to be born into poverty, to encounter violence.
When we were in planning and when we opened, the question was, could this neighborhood be revitalized? The question now is, when the neighborhood is revitalized, because it's not if, it's when, who will be here?
Because gentrification and black displacement, it's already hit most of Oakland, and it's headed due east. Which means the kids Youth Uprising was built to serve may not be around. Alice's attempts to help make it affordable for them to stay here didn't really stick. The charter school she opened couldn't get enough students. She tried to create low-income housing here for what she calls the Black Legacy Residence, but it's been hard.
You have to bring to it a passion and a fire. You know, I've worked my whole life, I'm 57 now, that I don't know that I've got anymore.
She's tired, she says, so it's time to exit stage left. One criticism of Alice has been her salary.
The criticism about my salary has always been fascinating to me.
She says the $200,000-plus is an average annual nonprofit CEO's salary based on the size of the organization and where it's located. And it's set by the board. That same board will decide who will succeed her, whether Youth Uprising can succeed without its champion in a changing neighborhood. We'll find out. In East Oakland, I'm Sandhya Dirks, KQED News.